Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1, listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
All the world is you and me. Everything you hear, smell, see. All the world is everything. Everything is you and me. Hope and peace and love and trust. All the world is all of us.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. You're listening to Talk with Marie Live, and I'm your host, Marie. So I kicked off the show with a little preview. It's more of a trailer about the book All the World by Liz Garten Scanlan, who published this book in 2009. So today is going to be all about children's books, but also featuring the music of Michael Wells, and maybe a little Tuxo Okay down the line. And then I'll share with you guys what's on the bestsellers list for this week, ending September 17. So hopefully you had a wonderful week. It's always great that the weekend is finally here. Finally here. So I want to, where to begin? So I have three books I wanted to share. And all of them just happen to be children's books. And I'm still in back-to-school mode. And as I was searching, I'm not even sure how I came upon these books. Particularly two of them are by Liz, as I mentioned. And Liz has written so many books, a lot of books. And so I wanted to share at least this one. I think I have a few others that are coming. And Liz has a great page. So if you want to learn more about some of the authors I'm talking about, you can check out their website. Liz's page is Liz, it's a full last name, LizGartenScanlan.com. And Liz is originally from Colorado. And I believe now, I'm not sure where she resides right now, but she has a lot of great books. She's lived in a lot of different places: Ohio, London, and of course Colorado, California, Austin. A lot of interesting little spots on the globe. And so this book, I really love this book. You know, it's just sort of reminding us there's humanity everywhere, wherever you are. And the illustrator is Marla Frazee. This was published by Beach Lane Books. Very beautifully written. I love the message. Just great, great images. So if you're looking for some fun reading books for any time of the day, I'm sure especially bedtime, this would be a really fun one to read together. So I really enjoy that one. A lot of favorite, very poetic. Everything you hear, smell, see, all the world is everything. Everything is you and me. Hope and peace and love and trust. All the world is all of us. Again, the book is called All the World by Liz Garten Scanlan. And the illustrator is is Marla Frazee, who is a Caldecott Honor Medalist. And then there's another one by Liz again, but I'm going to sort of squeeze something else. Another book, Incredible You by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer with Christina Tracy. Many of you probably know more of the books written for adults by Dr. Dyer, who has been on the bestsellers list many times over, been on Oprah. He's known as the father of motivation. So done a lot of amazing books out there. And for this book, Melanie Siegel is the illustrator, graphic designer. And again, another positive book, Incredible You, 10 Ways to Let Your Greatness Shine Through. So beautifully illustrated with 10 messages. And then the same questions that I'll ask, you can answer that at the end of the book. Number 9 is, everyone is special, especially you. There is something on earth that all people share. It's the source of all good and love everywhere. What is this great mystery, you may say? Is it God that connects us together this way? What do you think? So lots of questions that you can also answer after reading the book. You know, and add your own take on the subject. So if you go on my profile on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see the link to all the books and all the authors. And then the last one is back to Liz. Again, this is called Think Big. Think Big. And this is illustrated by Vanessa Brintley Newton. And another fun one. These kids look like they're having the time of their lives, just playing, making art, just really having fun, just having a good time. So that's another favorite. Really love this one. So I'm going to read from the jacket. Each of us has an artistic spirit just waiting to be discovered. Come along as this exuberant gang gets creative, painting, singing, dancing, cooking. There's no end to where our imaginations can take us when we think big. And that's the message. Be creative and be artistic, and you can create art anywhere, wherever. So I think these three complement each other. Again, you can find Liz on our website, LizGartenScanlan.com. She's on Facebook and Twitter. So check out some of her books on there. So I'm going to be reading those and sharing them. Seasons are coming. And one of the gifts I always love to give out, whether to kids or adults, books is a big choice. So let's take a little break. Okay, tonight, Michael Wells, in also known as Mr. Multi Writer, and Me Too, Hey New Writer, we'll be performing at Gallery Rouge. So I wanted to play some music by Mick, okay? And I'll be back and share what's on the bestsellers list. And this song is called Looking for the Groove by Michael Wells.
I arrived all bleary-eyed and blurry. My innocence and hope was in a hurry. Sunlight warmed my soul from the inside. Couldn't really think straight, though I tried, I tried, I tried. Memories were poking me from everywhere. Bits of past and scraps of me just laying there. The world was staring at me, waiting for my move. But I was just the same guy looking for you had just left a few days before. I felt you more strongly than ever before. You tried to remind me how everything is bumpy. Everything is always moving. People are jumping. I'm searching for a place where I can be myself. Write some music, make some noise, escape from hell. The world may be staring at me, waiting for my move. But I'm just the same guy looking for. a different point of view. Understanding what we did was what we had to do. And I'm hanging on to everything I have inside. Knowing it was hard for you, no matter how you tried, you tried. Now I know I need a place where I can be myself. Write some music, make some noise, escape from hell. The world may be staring at me, waiting for my move. But I don't do the same guy looking.
Looking for the Groove, Michael Wells. So tonight, Michael will be performing with his partner in Second Life at Gallery Rouge. They have a monthly gig, which he chooses to call Red Random Day. So, luckily, it's been a while, so I'm looking forward to tonight's show and inviting some friends over in Second Life for a little music. In the past few days, let's see, who did I catch? I made it to Black Dahlia to see Tuxo OK at the beginning of the week. And then James had a show, surprising show. And then lots of activities going on Concert Window. So try to catch as many shows as I can. Luckily, I sign up for those, and then I can kind of get those notices. So that's the best way for you to know what's happening. So tonight, let's see what's going on. Tonight on Concert Window, we have Robot Submarine with the Reverend Maddie, 7:30. Then we have Astrid Young Band at the Dominion, also at 7:30. David Cook, Digital Vein album release at 8 p.m. Then Catalina has Joan and Joni. And then at 9, we have Ryan Van Sluten performing. Lots going on. Lots happening. So there's always something going on with Club Basim and Catalina on a regular basis. So if there are any artists you like out there, make sure to follow them so you know when they're performing. But right after the show, it's going to be all about Mr. Multi Writer and Me Too Hainu Writer, who I'm hoping will be performing simultaneously in Second Life in Concert Window. Who knows? And I have a special song that's all mine that I get to hear every time. So let's see what's going on the bestsellers list for the week of September 17. These are the hard fiction bestsellers. Number one, The Girl in the Spider's Web by David Lagercrantz. Then we have Lee Child, Make Me. A Jack Reacher novel. Lee Child definitely has been on the list many times over. Then we have All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. Number four, Purity by Jonathan Frenzen. Harper Lee, Go Set a Watchman. Then we have The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. Then our next one is 2 Years, 8 Months, and 28 Nights by Salman Rushdie. Fascinating. Let's see who's next. Sue Grafton X. And in our next book, The Nature of the Beast by Louise Penny. Louise Penny. And then I'll add one more to the list, which is Paula McLean, Circling the Sun. Ooh, that's fascinating. Then the last one I will add is Secondhand Souls by Christopher Moore. This just came out in August. In San Francisco, the souls of the dead are mysteriously disappearing. And you know that can be good in this delightfully weird and funny sequel to the author of A Dirty Job. Wow. That's a really fun cover. And that's it, people. This is the hardcover fiction bestsellers. Let me know what you're reading. Check me out on Twitter and Pinterest. Special thanks to all my latest followers from 360 Connect to... We have some awesome musicians on here. I'm following some new podcasters. I signed for Comcastro on Twitter, which is a really fun geek culture talk show podcast that I've been listening to. I listened to one on the travel blogging, I believe, or travel. The guest was a travel blogger, which I plan to get some tips from their website and blog. And then let's see who else. There are some cool bands. So hopefully over the weekend, I'll be able to sort of play some of the new musicians that are on there. So lots of awesome followers, from authors to musicians. And then I'm going to check SoundCloud to see what's going on out there. And tomorrow I'll definitely be playing some more music. So I'm going to end the program. I need to quickly set up and get ready for the show at 5 p.m. SLT, which is 8 p.m. Eastern time, for Mr. Multi Writer and me too, Hainu. And I'll be back tomorrow for more on books, music, and current events. There's a new song that's been put on Tuxo's page by Padula Bing called Make Yourself a Name. So that's what I'm going to close the show with. All right. And then I will be back over the weekend. So don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter. Let me know what you're up to this weekend. If you are a musician, artist, would love to play your stuff on the show. Definitely send me some... send me your website and I'll play directly from there. For now, happy Friday, everybody, and I am closing out with Tuxo. Okay, Make Yourself a Name. When you talk.
Make yourself a man.